Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're very excited to be here. You know Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who's most appropriate for those on the call, either ready to ask questions or to just listen, that being will come through. It's over 100 so far. There was a new one today, King Solomon. That he did for a client that had never come through before in the 20 years he's been doing this. So that was exciting. We never get any advance notice, so it's always a lovely surprise as to who shows up. So let me give you the numbers. If you are in listen only and you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and call a different number. The number for the Q&A is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And that's for questions, okay? So, let's go.
Hello, dear.
Hello and welcome.
Thank you.
May I ask who is gracing us with your presence today?
This is Lady Sophia.
Lady Sophia, wonderful. Thank you so very much for being here.
My pleasure.
Would you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about yourself and your role in the cosmos?
Dear one, I am, for this out-breath of Yahweh, the female part of Creator God Goddess. So I am Creator Goddess for this out-breath of Yahweh.
Wonderful. That is a most important and magnificent position, and we appreciate your being here.
Thank you.
Your current position, your current job right now in helping specifically planet Earth and humanity, can you tell us a little bit about your current responsibilities?
We are in a new phase in this out-breath of Yahweh. We're in the part where Yahweh begins to bring back to itself that which it has blown, if you will, into creation. It takes a great many millennium to do that, but that's where we're at.
Wonderful. And would that be parallel to some of us understand that the program for planet Earth is many millions of years old, where there was to be a creation into the physical and challenges as far as moving into the darker elements, if you will, and then a return to the light, which is what's happening right now. Is this a parallel situation?
There are always cycles within cycles, and this is one of those. A similar kind of cycle on a smaller scale.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Because your responsibilities go way beyond planet Earth and humanity. I understand that. Could you
You have to understand that the Earth and the humanity on it are in the starring role right now.
Aha. So other planets and civilizations are watching to see how we do this?
All of them, dear.
That's very exciting. So it's very important that we do a good job here.
Indeed it is.
Yes.
And we're not to give you any pressure.
And we're grateful for the massive amount of help that we're receiving. That's awesome. Could you bring us up to current speed a little bit on the current global banking situation, the authenticity of the reported gold stashes in China, whether these are really for humanity or really just another program of the Khazarian mafia, and so forth?
The forces of light on the planet have, in preparation for the time when it would be needed, which is now, stored away gold. Since it is the precious metal on the planet. So, okay. It's part of the plan of removing the yoke from the necks of humanity so that you will be able to live in joy and abundance and prosper.
Yippee! It's about time, isn't it, for all of us?
I know that many of you are more than ready for this new era.
Yes, yes, we are. Can you explain the role of silver as American currency, so to speak, the real Republic of America, and silver as its currency, in conjunction or addition to the gold? Can you tell us more about that?
Silver is a precious metal, and yes, it is acceptable as a backing for currencies. Yes.
Okay, so both gold and silver will be used?
Yes.
Okay, and in the United States as well as the rest of the planet?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Can you give us a status on the Federal Reserve, the controllers of the Federal Reserve System, controllers and owners, and if there's a percentage available as to those of the light versus those of the dark?
You're looking at about 68% light. And that number is growing every day.
That's awesome. So, and that's in the upper levels of the Federal Reserve, not just the
that's all employees, all those working in the Federal Reserve.
All of them, okay. Yes. In the last few months, say this year, at the beginning of the year, what was the percentage so that we might have a sense of how long it took to get to the 68% that you speak of now?
It was about 52%.
At the beginning of the year?
At the beginning of the year.
Okay. Do you have a projection on how far it has to get percentage-wise before there can be pretty much a full turnover to a new system?
I would say you're looking at late October, early November time frame.
For the full turnover?
Yes.
Okay. So that's very close to what would normally be the projected time for the presidential election, which many of us know will not take place as we are accustomed to from the past.
Correct.
Can you, are these going to come out like almost simultaneously or within a few days, the changes and the announcement of a different kind of election?
the announcement of the different kind of election will be much sooner than that. It's going to be in your summertime.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. So that if the conventions have not yet taken place, then they probably would be either canceled or changed or something?
My recommendation to them is party.
Party, okay. Except for those who feel they are losing out because they're losing control.
Make no mistake, what is going to be occurring is anything but a loss of control. Unless you're of the energies that are wanting to control.
Those are the ones I'm speaking of, that the ones controlling the two major conventions would be not really celebrating at that point.
They won't be, but the others, I would recommend, do.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Let me give phone numbers again. Let me take a quick break here. If you are in listen-only mode, then you need to hang up and call a different number. And there's actually two numbers. There's a backup number. The major number is toll-free, 888 627-6008. And the backup number to that, in case that line should be busy, is 323-744-4831. And in addition, if you would like to schedule your own individual or small group channeling, which Rod is available for, that number would be also a toll-free number. It's 877-716-3488. Now let's get back to some questions about what we can do to help we as humanity, as listeners here, to help manifest this changeover with a different form of governance and not the standard program we're used to.
What can you do to manifest that?
Yes, what can we do to help? I know there's many beings and powers that be working on it, but what can we as individuals do to help manifest that?
Bring more light and more love to the planet and humanity.
That
will be tremendously helpful.
So that we actually could have could be a factor in speeding things up a little bit.
Absolutely, you can.
Good, good, good. Can you share what's happening currently with the current Pope and the Vatican? And some of us understand his mission as the last pope?
Well, this institution is part of what has been. And the Pope knows this and he has his instructions. So he's in charge of the finishing, if you will, or the closing, let's call it the closing of that institution.
So are you talking about a complete dismantling of the Catholic Church?
Indeed I am.
The Vatican and the Church?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Much of the resources that have been stored by the Vatican will be made available to humanity.
That is awesome.
I believe it is awesome.
Yes. So will the Pope be indicating some of these resources toward things like feeding the hungry and taking care of homelessness and health issues? Will he be responsible for sort of parceling this out, so to speak, or having people do it?
To a small extent, yes.
Okay. Can you address the role of Putin, head of Russia, right now, and what he's doing currently to assist?
I think you could call him the Shining Knight, because he is bringing light to everything on the planet. He's doing you all a great service.
That's my sense. I'm just so delighted with the things I see him doing and the way he's doing it.
Yes. So bless him.
Yes. He's doing it in a firm defensive mode, not a confrontational fight-em mode.
Yes, this is a time now for cooperation, not confrontation.
Exactly. Beautiful. Our military, I personally have, and several of my friends have found that veteranstoday.com is one of the finest news sources on an ongoing daily basis. Would you agree with that, and why?
Would I agree with that? Yes, I would agree with that because it's true. Dear.
Okay. Yes. Apparently the retired military that are involved in veteranstoday.com have connections that are very valuable for getting real information. That makes sense to me. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay, wonderful. What percentage of the Pentagon generally now is of the light versus of the dark? Can you address that?
You're looking at 89% who are with the forces of light.
Oh, that's huge.
Isn't it wonderful? Yes.
That is wonderful. Yes. Yes. And I presume this would include those who are part of the Oath Keepers group and who have awakened to what the military really has been all about in practice in recent years, as opposed to a more sensible approach.
As opposed to a more sensible approach?
Well, I remember the day when police were all about protect and serve instead of harass and fine. And I certainly like, and I think most of our listeners do, the protect and serve better. And that kind of carries over to the military in a sense, a good military.
I can understand that position, yes. And you are very fortunate in that occurring as we speak.
So people in those positions, both police and military, are waking up more and more as to what they should be doing as opposed to what they may be being told to do.
Or have been told to do.
Or have been told, yes.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And good for them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. What is the current status of Fukushima?
It has mostly been cleaned up by those on my side of the veil. Not completely, but mostly.
So that the serious threat has never really manifested to the degree that was intended?
Correct.
Wonderful. And the earthquakes that are going on right now, are they mostly natural as opposed to man-made, or is there a percentage one way or the other?
They are natural, dear. Mother Earth is healing herself. Applaud her.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of what she's been doing. Not that we, humanity, have been really nice to her. Individuals have in many respects, but generally we need to take better care of her as much as we can.
I think you would have to agree with me that all the indigenous people on the earth have taken care of her. It's those who have made an illusion of being separate from the earth that have abused her.
Yes.
You do agree?
I do agree.
All
absolutely.
Right.
The indigenous peoples have been so underrated and discounted, and they've contributed so very much.
Indeed they have.
In spite of that. Okay.
You all owe them a great debt of gratitude.
Yes. Yes, we do. What's actually going on in Iraq right now on the ground, politically, financially, etc.?
Things are in process of settling down. You're going to see that before fall arrives, it will have settled.
So you're saying that the negative forces that have created turmoil and tried to continue that are dissipating, are being handled?
They're being forced out.
Forced
dear.
Out?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That is good. And are the Iraqis mostly creating this on their taking responsibility for their own country and getting rid of those who are not a positive part of their culture?
I think you all should be proud that that is in fact occurring, that the people there have stepped up, have reached down and grabbed the courage they needed to take this on.
That is beautiful, because that's what everybody needs to do, is step up and take responsibility for whatever it is they're dealing with.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. And how about Iran and what's going on politically and energetically with Iran at this time? We don't get much good, real, reliable news here, except maybe from Veterans Today. But Americans are very, very lax in getting real news. What's going on with Iran?
I wouldn't say lax, I would say deprived.
Okay.
Iran is becoming a shining star in that part of the world. They're getting their act together and cleaning things up.
Beautiful. And they've been vilified in the press for years because they have been working to clean things up, right?
Correct.
Yes. Our press being very cabal controlled. Okay.
Yes.
Can you predict the future about the euro and the whole European Union and what will probably transpire there, or what's going on currently?
Are you asking about the future of the currencies in the world?
Yes, that would be part of the question, yes.
What's the other part?
Politically, the European Union.
it will survive. It's not going to be pretty getting there, but it will survive.
And the currencies?
The currencies of the world have to be revalued to be so that they are based on reality and not fiction.
Okay, and reality would mean...
What are the resources of the country? Yeah. What are the productions of the country?
So that would be include resources like minerals and so forth in the ground.
And gold and silver and
yep,
yes.
Precious metals, precious gems maybe.
Correct.
Depending, of course, the area of the world. And then the productivity of the people.
Correct.
Good. Okay. This must be a pretty complex formula for each to evaluate each country's total resources and balance.
It's really not that difficult a formula.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
It's really pretty straightforward.
And I'm presuming there are financial experts who have been working on this for some time and have come to some kind of conclusions or in the process of getting conclusions.
I think you call them economists.
Yes.
And yes, they have been.
Will that balance out globally this year, all the currencies?
Yes.
Do you see that being announced by, say, sometime in the summer, North American summer?
Announced to the public, you mean?
Yes.
Before September.
Okay. I've been feeling that because of the election normally scheduled for the first week of November, that's like a deadline to get some of this stuff done. And this is the first time there's been that kind of deadline. In my sense, is that anything close to accurate?
If by deadline you mean a deadline for releasing information to the general public, yes.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Yes, so that the public, the general public, not just those of us who kind of pay attention to things, but the general public that maybe has been a little more lax in paying attention, will be actually forced to acknowledge that there's been changes going on they haven't been paying attention to, and they need to pay attention now.
Let's say it would behoove them. Let's don't say they'll be forced, because they won't.
Okay.
But
okay.
It will certainly behoove them.
Behoove them, because they still could go climb a mountain and pretend it doesn't exist if they want. Right?
Yes, if they wish.
Okay, let me give phone numbers again. We'd love to have you call in with a question. If you're on a listen-only line, please hang up and dial a different number. That number is 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. And to schedule your own personal or group channeling, that number is also toll-free. That's 877-716-3488. Okay.
And don't be shy.
Yes, don't be shy. Step up, please. We'd love to have your questions. Okay. There are many, many, many topics, way too many for us to cover in an hour. So your questions would take priority over that. Okay. How do you see, what do you see happening with the IMF as a monetary setup, and what's its future?
Mostly advisory. Not is its future.
Okay, not in a position of control or setting policy?
No, okay. Advisory.
And is it necessary for the personnel running that organization to change in order for it to become advisory as opposed to controlling or setting policy?
Of course.
Okay. Because it has been a tool of the darker forces, has it not?
Correct.
Okay. All right. How about the... Okay. Thea.
Welcome. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you, ladies, Sophia, for being here tonight.
My pleasure.
Relating to some of the questions Mary has asked, for example, like in Iraq, one of the people that is causing a lot of problems there is Maliki. If I pronounce that correctly.
Maliki,
so my question is sort of general. Will people like him just sort of...
Well,
so
just sort of what?
Progress at a... Say that again, please.
I didn't get the what followed after just sort of.
Well, will he, let's say, die... Or just somehow so things can progress faster in his country? And same with other leaders that are of the dark. Will they just sort of like leave their body so things can progress faster?
Those dear ones you speak of will have the opportunity to transform into the light. If they do not wish to do that, they will have to leave the planet.
So
is that simple?
Are you saying this would occur? Could you give a rough estimate of when this would be occurring?
It is occurring as we speak, dear one.
Okay. Okay.
It's in process.
Because I feel if people... Okay, because if people like him were gone, the other citizens of each of these countries would feel joy, and it would have light quotient on the planet. And we could do the... Is that accurate?
Your audio is breaking up a little bit, dear one. But let me just say this.
Okay.
Everybody on the planet is being asked to step up. No waiting for somebody else to do it. Step up.
Okay. Okay. So I consider myself sort of a messenger. I can be a chatterbox at times. And where I'm currently living and working at, it's a spiritual community, and people come from all over the world. And sometimes I'm hearing them talk about things, and gently I go over and join the conversation with them, and I lead into how everybody's moving into ascension and how things are going to be changing in the U.S. government. So does this help people to start focusing on having a better government, and that'll help bring it occur faster?
what you're doing, dear one, is allowing people to look at the fact that positive change is in the process of occurring. And good for you.
Well, my goal is to just give them information. If they like it, that's great. If they don't like it, that's great. But a lot of people aren't aware of all the things that are happening in the United States to replace our government. So I'm hoping by giving them information, maybe part of them will start positively seeing, yay, we're getting a new government, and maybe that will help it happen quicker. Is that accurate?
It is going to happen regardless, but it will help it occur easier, smoother, gentler.
Okay. Because I tell them this is a great thing, and when it starts happening, don't be in fear, jump up and down with joy. So they always laugh at that. So I want to make it lighthearted, so maybe it'll stick in their minds longer. Okay, I have another question. I live in the Sedona, Arizona area, and somewhere online I read where vortexes are going to be, let's say, moving from place A and shift over, let's say, a mile or two or 10 miles to place B. Is that accurate, where the vortexes will be moving, let's say, in Sedona and other parts of the world?
Some will, yes.
Will that happen in Sedona?
In some places in Sedona, not all.
So do you have an approximate time frame when this will happen?
It is occurring. You don't have to wait. It is started.
Okay, so can you tell me any of them that are moving in the Sedona area? Because you said some will, some won't.
That's right. About 18% of them will.
Okay. And then also close to Sedona, there's a City of Light in progress of being assembled by different beings from different planets. By my understanding, some people whose vibrations match, they're able to start seeing this particular City of Light. Can you give a rough estimate when the general population will see this City of Light?
Two springtimes from now.
So are you considering right now we're in springtime and then next year in 2017 or springtime of 2018?
The latter.
2018.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Well,
thank
that's all I... Yes.
Thank you, Thea.
Okay.
So very
thank
much
you
for
very
your
much.
Great questions.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Lady Sophia. Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Barbara, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, dear one.
I'd like to ask a question.
Please.
Well, do you see a man coming forth in my life, like a soulmate, a good relationship?
Well, yes, there is a relationship coming for you. I would call it good, There will be times that it will stretch you to the place where you will not be so kind.
When will that be occurring?
Before the end of July this year.
And will it be Massachusetts or Chicago, or where will the gentleman be from?
Where will he be from? I wouldn't worry about it. He will be perfect.
Will he really, will he be a soulmate?
He'll be a sacred union partner, dear.
He will be what?
A sacred union partner.
And you said somewhere like before the end of July?
I did.
I thank you.
And don't run away.
Why do you say don't run away?
I don't think it would serve you to run away.
What else do you see?
A very rich, deep relationship.
Will he be able to support me?
You'll support one another, dear.
Will he be able to support me money-wise?
Dear, we wouldn't send him to you if he couldn't.
What else do you see?
I see that you're going to want to run away, and I'm saying don't do it.
Oh. What do you mean, run with my little feet?
Yes, I do.
Why would I do that?
Because he, being who he is, when you see who he is, you will be scared.
Why would I be scared? What would it be about him that would scare me? He's not a giant, is he?
No, it's not a physical scare. It's a burning fire kind of scare.
Explain more.
Those people who burn with the truth and the light scare many others.
He will have truth. He will walk in the light.
Yes.
What kind of truth? Because I have truth and I walk in the light.
He will also, dear.
Then why would I want to run?
Mary, can you address that question?
I will do my best. What comes to me is that when you meet someone who's that much of a soulmate or a sacred union partner, as Lady Sophia said, which is really the best there is, that there is so much good, and yet you're two humans in bodies, physical bodies, that the emotional parts can be very scary, because you're being handed something that requires you to step up and to be the best person you can be, and to be the most authentic, the most real, the most honest, and at the same time, the most caring and loving and compassionate person that you're capable of being. So it requires you stepping up it probably would require him stepping up as well.
Absolutely.
But that's not your job. That's his job. Your job is to step up and to come to understand, have a maybe a clearer understanding of how the male, the masculine and the feminine blend best, and the give and take, and the connection, and how powerful that can be. And it is scary, and it's good scary. Let me put it this way. It's good scary, not bad scary. It's still scary because you're being asked to be your very best, most authentic self. Does that help, Lady Sophia? Is that...
It's absolutely true, and coming from one who's had to do it, I salute you.
Yes. Rod and I met just a year and a half ago, roughly, and we dated for 3 days and decided to get married. And so we have a beautiful relationship, but it's still a process. There are still times when, because we didn't have, you know, years to get to know each other before we got married, that there's, because we're human, there's always little rough spots, and those have to be addressed instead of run from.
Is he also seeking me like I am seeking him?
He doesn't know it as much as you know it, but yes.
Okay. Any more that you'd like to say, or have you completed your words to me?
I want you to remember to breathe and to be true to you.
And may I add, remember that the woman is always in charge of how the relationship goes. The woman is the manager of the relationship, no matter how it looks like with any other couples you know or whatever. The woman is always in charge. And so it is up to us as women to be the ones, not to give up ourselves, not at all. I don't mean that. But it is up to us to understand that the masculine role is different from the feminine role, and that they are givers and protectors and magnificent beings in their own right. But they're also, depending again on who it is, they're also very unsure of relationships sometimes, and they have a more of a challenge in dealing with relationships. So you have to be true to yourself, but at the same time, there are times to be gentle in how you handle the relationship, knowing that you are in many ways the responsible party for how it goes. It's just the way it is between the masculine and the feminine.
The irony here is the goddess speaking these words is known as the warrior goddess.
That's very nice of you to say that, so that your other half can hear that.
Oh, he knows it well. This household has three alphas. He and I are both alphas, and our cat is an alpha. So this is very interesting.
What would you say I am?
Well, I don't know you, so I can't say. You could only identify yourself, okay?
I would say you're a super catalyst.
Catalyst?
Yes.
Explain.
Catalysts come along and make things happen that won't without a catalyst.
That's what I do.
Exactly. That is what you do. And good for you.
Yes. I have also... throughout the years, for the last 4 or 5 years, I have written some books. One is Talk to the God, and that's pretty sick, but it's quite interesting, and it foretells the past that we don't know about, and also the future that we are to embark upon. But I haven't told anybody that, except now.
Now the cat's out of the bag, dear.
Yes, I know. And it's wagging its tail.
That's right. Yes, it is.
Well, I thank you very much. I look forward to sometime I'll be listening to you, but I would like to get on and have the gentleman that I met say hello to you.
Fine.
So I say good evening to both of you.
Namaste.
Thank you for calling, Namaste. Barbara. Okay. I guess the cat's out of our bag, too, having announced to our listeners that there's three alphas in this household. And,
indeed.
Indeed. It's very, very interesting. But what this does is send us into the deeper parts of ourselves so that we can know ourselves better, as well as knowing the other and each other better, and thus coming into greater connection, greater union, greater understanding, greater appreciation for the strengths of the other person, and greater compassion for the human parts that we all have human parts we're working on. And some of them aren't too pretty, but they can be softened and something people can come to terms with. So we're very, very pleased. Thank you so much, Lady Sophia.
I feel like I need to add about the individuals in this house that you're in. Every one of them has the highest good of humanity and the planet as top priority.
This
and
is
I salute
true.
You.
This is true. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Yes, we are very clear on our purpose and our roles as far as helping humanity through this transitional period into the world to come.
The golden age.
The golden age. The paradise on earth. Absolutely. So thank you so very much. We are here every Thursday, same time that you're on, whatever your time zone is. We look forward to having you on next week and asking questions. And have a wonderful, blessed week. Thank you so very much, Lady Sophia, for being here. We're very grateful.
My pleasure, dear. Namaste.
Namaste.